Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive towards short. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. the throw from Spencer and he is safe. McManus steals second. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Hodapp moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Hodapp steals third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoedap scores. McManus moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. McManus scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Cook reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoedap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook scores. Hoedap moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoedap scores. McManus moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Powers pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powers moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Powers scores. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Belle Bean now pitching. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vozmik takes first base on ball 4. George Pipker is now pitching. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boss takes first base on ball 4. Vozmik moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vozmik scores. Boss moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boss scores. Hale moves to third. One out. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Belle Bean. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Wes Farrell. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.